Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards short. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Fisk steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive towards short. Terrell catches it and throws to first to double up Doyle. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Weiniger. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Scott moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Terrell tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Terrell. Bostock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-3 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing shortstop. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Heil reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to third. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-2 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-3 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Carbo moves to third. Hobson moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle is walked intentionally. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive towards short. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Hawley now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ron Schuler now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Scott reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Schuler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.